But as I was saying, when Kevin Durant was added onto the team, you lose your starting center and your backup center in Azeli and Bogut. So I know you said that Kevin Durant is a good rim protector, but is there any concern heading into the finals? We know LeBron wants to drive to the rim. So, I mean, do you have any concern about that? The fact that that center position isn't really solidified as we saw last year?
It's a huge concern. But at the end of the day, would you trade Festus Ezeli, Andrew Bogut, and Harrison Barnes for Kevin Durant and Zaza Pachulia? Yes, you do that trade 100 out of 100 times, and you worry and figure out the rest of it. The NBA is a superstar league, and Kyrie and LeBron played their best superstar parts in the finals, and the Cavs won. Steph Curry didn't show up. Klay didn't show up. So if the Warriors have that happen again, with Curry and Thompson are struggling, now they have Durant. Now they have someone who can keep the motor running. So, yeah, you worry about that other stuff later. I think Zaza Pachulia is an underrated defender.
I agree.
He gets a bad rap. I know that he's given up a lot of a high field goal percentage. But he's gritty, and I think he'll do well with Draymond down there together. But, yeah, I mean, front court depth is an issue. If you have Pachulia get hurt, you're talking about playing Anderson Varejão with these guys. You're talking about playing James Michael McAdoo, David West. Players are going to slow this team down. So injuries, I think the Warriors would be fine if one of the star players get injured because they have enough stars. If they have role players get hurt, there's just they don't have money or cap space to go out and trade for anyone else. This is kind of who they are.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you completely, especially on the Pachulia deal. You know, this guy almost made an all-star team last year. I don't know who was voting for him or whatnot, but, it still counts. And, he was that close. I think he's going to be a good addition. But, just speaking on something that happened actually yesterday or the day before was Andre Iguodala had some interesting comments. He received a lot of there was a lot of controversy behind them. And I'm going to paraphrase him, really. He was talking about how, the OKC deserved to win last year, and they kind of challenged them more so than the Cavaliers did, although the Cavaliers were able to come back from a 3-1 deficit as opposed to the Warriors, coming back against OKC from a 3-1 deficit. So what did you make of those comments? And, people are saying that that was kind of like a shot at either Cleveland or kind of Durant in the way, saying that he choked and he was saying it in a inadvertent way. Did you take it that way?
I did. Iguodala does not like Cleveland at all. And here's what happened, actually.
Yeah.
OKC pushed the Warriors to the brink so much that they were tired.
Right.
They were physically beat up. Iguodala had a bad back. Steph Curry was a little mentally off, just mentally drained. And all that was because of OKC, and they couldn't kind of turn the page in the Cavaliers series. They couldn't finish off Cleveland because they were just done. That series drained them so much being down 3-1. So that was Andre kind of giving the Thunder props for pushing them to the brink because they were never able to recover and become that same team. You remember the two wins they had at home.
Right.
Shaun Livingston was one, game one. Draymond was game two. No one else was like
– Yep.
The Warriors were playing well as a team and passing well, but they were not the Warriors who were crushing people and going 73-9 in the regular season. By the time they got to the finals, they did have that one really good game in game four in Cleveland. Steph had 38, but they didn't show up in the finals and they didn't close it out because OKC kind of tied their hands and wore them down. So I don't agree with Iguodala. I think the best team last year was Cleveland because the NBA, there's seven-game series, and you have a kind of a more definitive answer than football and some of these one-and-done March Madness things. The best team wins the championship. They have to win four times out of seven times, and the Cavs did that. So to me, I see what Iguodala is saying. I don't agree with it.